Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. On Monday, Northfield police officers responded to St. Olaf College after on-campus security apprehended a male suspect who'd been attempting to gain unauthorized access to several college buildings. Responding officers recognized 22-year-old Elijah Jermaine Gomez of St. Paul from video surveillance photos as the suspect in recent on-campus break-ins and peeping incidents. He's charged with 3 counts of third-degree burglary and 3 counts of peeping. According to the criminal complaint, a man had peeped in on 3 female students while they took showers in resident buildings. One student, L.K., reported that her Oli card, a key card, had been stolen on November 24th. She reported it missing 4 days later. Security then deactivated it and found that the card was tracked to those buildings and more. Each of the 3 victims reported catching a man with a phone watching them while they showered. Surveillance captured pictures of Gomez, and on Monday evening, he was caught in the act of trying to break into yet another building and was captured by St. Olaf security. Northfield police took him into custody. They found 2 Oli cards on him, one belonging to L.K., the other another female student. Gomez has a history of sexual battery, invading privacy, and stalking, and just received a stay of imposition in a case involving a minor. He was ordered to complete a sex offender program. Bail has been set at $40,000 with conditions. His initial court appearance is December 11th. Northfield Sergeant P.T. Hyder said Gomez was focused on younger women and there may be more victims. His picture is on KYMNradio.net and on our Facebook page. If you think you may have been a victim, call the Northfield Police Department non-emergency number. A 39-year-old Faribault man is facing multiple drug sale charges. According to 2 separate criminal complaints, Adam Michael Karen sold nearly 29 grams of methamphetamine to a confidential, reliable source on 2 occasions in May. On Monday, Cannon River Drug Task Force agents spotted him and Faribault police conducted a traffic stop. A search of the vehicle revealed almost 31 more grams of meth and nearly $1,000 in cash. He's charged with 2 counts of first-degree drug sale and 1 count of second degree. His initial court appearance is December 12th. In the Northfield City Council budget, approved by a 4-3 vote, Council okayed this week the hiring of a project manager at $200,000 for 2 years to assist them with their 6 strategic initiatives. This position would be a temporary employee with benefits. City Administrator Ben Martig said they're looking for
somebody familiar with the community, ideally, and really the skills around facilitation and helping us in some of these key areas within our strategic plan, going out for grants, helping to facilitate communications, helping us with reporting to the City Council, really dedicated to our strategic plan itself.
These dollars will come from the General Fund Reserve. And Teresa Lenzen found the Winter Walk snowflake ornament just after 8 o'clock this morning when the final clue was released. It was hanging on an evergreen tree at Old Memorial Park Outdoor Pool. She told KYMN that she and her family moved here 5 years ago and loved to participate in the DJJD horseshoe hunt and now the snowflake hunt. She usually hunts with her kids and their dogs. This is the first time she's won. Lenzen will get $500 in chamber bucks from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. She said she loves the idea of supporting local businesses. Clue Master Tim Freeland explains all the clues on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.